You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're back with Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Maryville University looking to net an NCAA Division I men's hockey program. Joining us with more on their efforts, Director of Hockey and Coach John Hogan. Coach, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Hey, Megan. Thanks for having me.
So for listeners who may not be familiar with college hockey, what's the difference between your current ACHA program and what an NCAA distinction would bring to the program?
Yeah, we have five teams in Maryville that play in the ACHA, and it's considered non-varsity. So varsity NCAA D1 hockey would really just be elevating our experience to our student-athletes and the greater kids in St. Louis to play at the highest level. So we're talking scholarships and playing against the top teams in the country. If it's Michigan, Michigan State, the Bostons, Denver. So tournament that was in town a few months ago, the Frozen Four, that is what Maryville would be striving to be a part of in a few years.
And this would be the second NCAA Division I program in St. Louis, correct?
That is correct. Lindenwood started it a few years ago, and we would love to join the party. So high tides raise all ships. So a Boston college, I think good rivalries in town bring out the best in people. So St. Louis is such a hockey city, so we love to be a part of it.
Yeah, the Frozen Four was fantastic here. So what's the timeline for Maryville University to make this happen?
Yeah, our past president, Dr. Lombardi, really put this vision into play a few years ago, and we started the quiet campaign from a fundraising standpoint the start of the year, and we had a presidential change in May or June. So Dr. Dan Chip has kind of gotten on board and put a lot of passion, energy into it the last few months. So we have this semester to kind of reach our fundraising goals and to make sure we can bring this to reality. And if that's the case, we would put a shovel in the ground sometime next spring. We would start the transition as early as next season, and hopefully we'd be off the ground playing a full NCAA D1 schedule the 27-28 calendar year.
So it looks like you've raised about $2.2 million. How much more do you need to make upgrades to Maryville University Hockey Center?
Yeah, the hockey center upgrades would be somewhere between $5 and $5.5 million. So the goal for our institution is to try to raise all of that. So we're being fiscally responsible. So the next 4 or 5 months, we'd love to raise the rest of that so we can pay for the capital improvements. And we're trying to create just the premier NCAA D1 hockey program in town. So it'd be about 12,000 square feet, and we'd be also adding additional seating and standing room capacity so we could have over 2,000 people at the game. So would be awesome for the Valley, awesome for St. Louis, and that a little over $3 million is what we're trying to raise the next few months.
Well, it's already a great facility there. I'm curious, you know, we've talked about the men's side. I'm with the St. Louis Lady Cyclones. We've got some alumna that have and do play there at Maryville. Would this be something that would be considered for your women's teams as well?
Certainly. You look at how we've grown our program. We started with one men's team in 2018. We added a second men's team. Then we added a women's team, and kind of walk before you run. So just like we've done in the past, and we think our process has worked to this point. Try to get the men off the ground and kind of work through the cobwebs, and then we would love to have a women's team certainly in the future. And not just five teams, but go to six teams and then go to seven teams. That would be over 200 hockey student athletes in Maryville. So it would certainly become a hockey university to kind of drive hockey in St. Louis.
I know we have a strong youth hockey community here. What can they do to try to support this effort?
Yeah, over the next 3 or 4 months, come to a game, follow us online, support the team. We love to connect with the youth. Again, it's a great game, and not just on the ice, but things off the ice and in the community. That's what our student athletes are trying to do. So we'd love for anyone to come out to a game and support us, and follow us online. We'd love to have them.
So is there a site that folks can go to if they want to contribute to this effort?
Yes, if they go to maryville.edu, we have a capital fundraising page, and it also just kind of outlines some notes and just more information. We also have our renderings online. I know a picture kind of says 1,000 words, so if they go to maryville.edu, they can learn a little bit more about it, and it will go through kind of our athletics page, and or they can reach out to me. I love to talk about Maryville, so email online. So we'd love to just build awareness around these efforts and drive visibility for our university.
Coach, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you.
That is Maryville University Director of Hockey, John Hogan, joining us this morning here on KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.